It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Some people seem to have an attractive presence about them. They have an inner strength that radiates out. You can feel in their heart just by being around them. They move with a quiet confidence, a power that demands respect. Where does it come from, you know? And how can you get some, right? I was asking the same thing. How can I get some? Well, there's lots of tonics and potions and lotions that claim that will raise your radiance, right? Or you might be able to go to a retreat or a spa, or you might be able to take a cruise line, right? Raise your radiance. Well, I have to tell you, after looking up the definition, I really get that those are temporary solutions to raising your brilliance, right? So radiant, it's defined by Merriam-Webster Dictionary as radiating rays of reflecting beams of light, or B, vividly bright and shining or glowing, you know, marked by expressive love or confidence or happiness. So I was like, wow, that's cool. I want some of that. How about you? Well, listen, there's no quick fix to becoming radiant. You're going to have to work at it, and all of us have to work at it to really increase that level of radiance. So, you know, you can't spend a bunch of money and go, oh, now I'm going to be this charismatic, radiant person in my family, my business, and my office. That's probably not going to happen. But you can stop the madness of doing that. I love Kevin Harrington's Stop the Madness on Shark Tank, right? So stop the madness of out there chasing things that are going to, quote, fix you and make you better and make you more happy and more power in your life. Just stop, because that's madness. Radiance is found. It's not found in a potion or a pill or a spa or any of those things, right? It's found within your soul. And each one of us has the potential to be radiant, charismatic, and powerful. But we have to start looking within and make the necessary transformations to take our lives to the next level. See, the only way you become radiant is you start to become aware of what's blocking that radiance, right? So for a lot of you, you're like, oh, God, here goes Ken again. Another one of these shows is going to give me some insights on what I need to change or shift or develop. Hey, it's okay. Listen, you don't have to do it all in a day. All you have to do is take some really simple little steps, right? So, and by the way, who wouldn't want to feel more powerful? Who wouldn't want to show up and wake up in the morning feeling, wow, you know what? I like to be in my body. I like to be in this skin. I like this world. I like my family. I like my friends, right? You know, and I think all of us have moments of those, right? But wouldn't you like to have that consistently in your life? So I've been working with people for 24 years now, empowering individuals. Well, actually, I didn't empower anybody. Showing them how to empower themselves so that they could be more successful in business, successful in their home life. So how did I do that? Well, as a business strategist and a coach, what I like to do is ask some questions, right? So right now, you know, if you're driving in your car, you're sitting around, you know, with your computer, you're listening to this, you know, I'm going to ask you just one question, right? Are you worthy to receive wealth, health, and abundance in your life? Are you worthy? You know, and listen, a lot of you go, yeah, sure, I'm worthy. But listen, are you really? Think about it. Go within yourself right now. Just stop for a second. Tune in, right? Take a deep breath, right? Maybe tense your body up for a second. Just ask, you know, do I really feel worthy to receive wealth, health, and abundance in my life? And I think a lot of you will have something that kind of stalls in there. It just goes, well, yeah, but not really. Well, why is that? Okay? Why is that? How do you get that out of your presence, your being, your frequency, your vibration, your energy field, right? How do you get that out permanently? Well, it's not that hard, all right? Because what I found is that if you take a dive in and you start asking yourself some powerful questions to kind of bring up some of the old subconscious thoughts, right, you can make a conscious choice to let them go. Now, some people say, well, listen, I've been in talk therapy for over 10 years and I haven't been able to let my stuff go. Well, I would say to that, talk therapy has its place. But if you've been in there long periods of time, what's happening is probably you're rehashing the past over and over and over and over and over again, creating a deep groove in your brain, right? And so it's just reinforcing. You're talking about what you did in the past. Who cares? I don't care what you did in the past. Do you really? What I care about is what you're doing right now. I care, and so should you, right? The past doesn't even exist, right? But I will tell you this. We create our future in the present moment, and then we look back over the past to see the choices that we made. So in this moment, today, this is your exercise for me. Today, I'd like you to visualize what your life, what the potential of your life can be like 1 year from now. Think about your body. Think about your health. Think about your vibration. Think about your perfect self, whatever that is for you, right? What is that? You go, well, there's no such thing as a perfect self. Well, maybe not, but maybe there is, right? Maybe there's a perfect self for you. Start to think what that looks like. Think about your business. What is that in your business that you would like to have over the next 12 months? Wow, gee, I'd like to have X amount of revenues come in. Great. Who would you have to become to step into that? Right? What would you have to let go of? Who would you have to associate with? What energy would you consistently have to be able to generate those dreams, right? That's the inner work, and that's what we talk about here in this show day in and day out. Now, I did write a book called Ask and You Will Succeed. For you on Facebook, you can see it, Ask and You Succeed. You can get it on Amazon. It's got 1,001 extraordinary questions to create life-changing results. So you can get my book. You can go do that work. Or I have a workshop here in San Diego coming up. It's coming up on March 2nd. It's called The Limitless Experience. It's all about helping you let go of those limitations that are stopping you from really having the business or life that you want. Now, this isn't like any other workshop that's out there that I've ever seen. It's all around, it's for entrepreneurs specifically, and we hold it in a place called Morgan Run Country Club here in San Diego. You can find out about it on the web. You can go to the webpage. It's called thelimitlessexperience.us, thelimitlessexperience.us. You can check that out. And what I'm going to help you do if you decide to attend that is that I'm going to help you to change and shift the way that you see yourself, that you see your business, that you see your life. We're going to help you develop a plan of spinning out anything that's unlike your radiance, your brilliance, your joy, your happiness, and that peace that's inside your soul, and start to help you to connect with that on a consistent daily basis. So wouldn't it be great to love what you're doing and do what you love? Wouldn't that be awesome? I'll teach you how to do that on a consistent daily basis. Lots of things are going to happen in that workshop. Again, Morgan Run Country Club, you can register at... I have a special for you on KCBQ, by the way. If you're a KCBQ listener, if you go to the limitlessexperience.com/KCBQ, it's normally $197. You get it as my listener for the next 2 weeks for free. TheLimitlessExperience.us/KCBQ. Make sure it's .us. Okay, I'll be right back. I've got my radiance expert coming on this next segment, Christine Howard. So we're going to take this conversation to a new level. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
If you're a woman in San Diego, wouldn't you like to connect with other entrepreneurial women of like mind? Well, actually, maybe these are people that have a mind of high consciousness, high energy. They're passionate about helping each other. There's an event coming up every month on the second Friday of the month, and it's a company called Women's Wisdom. It's San Diego's premier networking and relationship building group for purpose-driven and soul-inspired female entrepreneurs. You can find them online at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. And I have attended those groups myself. I'll tell you, man, the women there are off the chart. They support each other in so many ways. They do this thing called shout-outs where they're shouting out all these business activities that they're doing with each other. Never seen a group share that much together. It's amazing. So I hope you'll check them out, womenswisdom.net. Also, I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Voices of Courage. If you're new to the show, we are a new type of radio called Experience Radio, where we inspire our audience and encourage our audience to engage with us in growing their businesses and growing their lives. You can find us on the web at voicesofcourage.us or just ask Siri, Cortana, or Alexa to play Voices of Courage. Also, you know, if you're on Facebook, I encourage you to let a couple of your friends know about our show right now. Go ahead and tweet. We're not on Twitter, we're on Facebook. Go ahead and let everybody know on Facebook. Also on Instagram. You know, we're on Instagram, Voices of Courage. You can look us up there. And we have about 80,000 Twitter followers. So, hey, Twitter followers, you know, let everybody else know. You know, let us know about this show. All right. Today, my guest in studio. I'm so excited. I've got Christine Howard, and I've been trying to get Christine Howard on the show for about 6 months.
That's
maybe
true.
More, right, Chris?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Christine Howard is a recognized and respected business leader dedicated to creating transformative products and coaching services, books and talks, and instruments for awakening the radiance and power of women and increasing their ability to achieve their soul-centered calling. Her passion, and she's passionate about this, is to help inspire and change the lives of women and take them to a whole new level. Why is she passionate about this? I'll tell you why. She had breast cancer, And then she went through a painful divorce, and she really started to understand the value of increasing her radiance, increasing who she is, what she teaches, what she speaks about. And she started talking about it, speaking about it, coaching women on it. And next thing you know, she's really a radiant, love appreciative being that I have here. So Christine, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you.
Thank you, Ken. I am so excited to finally be here. And it's so appropriate. It is Valentine's Day.
It is.
Because we will be talking about love.
When the show airs, it'll actually be
after.
On Sunday. We've
for those live with us right now.
Live with us.
For all of you special
Facebook,
people.
Happy Valentine's Day on Facebook because we are live there. Absolutely. Well, listen, you went through what I'd call a dark night of the soul through the cancer and through the divorce and what happened there? Was that what happened and what'd you learn as a result of that?
Be happy to share.
Yeah,
I will say when I called them my wake up calls and at the beginning of my transformation really. And I chose early on to not play the victim, but to really see this as a gift. These things, they were 9 months apart. So in the middle of the, just starting out with the cancer, I knew it was time for me to have self-care, to take time for me, whether that was time to nap, journal, walk on the beach. I had lived this hectic life of go, 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 which I think a lot of people do. And not taking time for me, it was like self-care for me was emergency stops only. So it was only at those points I was so depleted. And I saw then moving into my cancer healing that I really needed to create some better, stronger practices for myself of nutrition, rest, fun. And I put myself into what I call a self-care bubble. And I learned a lot of put into my life a lot of practices that supported me being healthy inside and out. And it went through a successful surgery and am cancer-free, which was beautiful. But right prior to the surgery was when my life really fell apart and was told that my 20-some-year relationship marriage was ending. And I will say that really brought me to my knees in my life. And I paused and said, how did I get here? How did I get here? Because I grew up as one of those people that said I was going to be married forever and invested all this time to supporting, my husband and my kids to create
It's a common lament. I mean,
absolutely.
It's like, I'm not sure the stats now, but, about half the people that get married get divorced.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So as a result of going through that, you got in touch with your feminine spirit is what I'm hearing.
Absolutely.
And then you wanted to teach this to women. So talk to me a little bit about that.
Sure. Absolutely. So out of this deep inner dive I took, I really learned several key things. First, I learned that I was really looking for approval from others, and I wasn't necessarily approving of things myself. So was I getting the approval from my husband? Was I getting it from my kids, from my family? And I love what you said in the intro, that some of those were old wounds that I had brought into my marriage, and I had not cleared them and let go of them. So I encourage everybody, please do that work. Do that work. It's going to hit you sooner or later. I really think it is. So I saw where I was looking for approval. That was a big insight. And I wasn't owning what I wanted and what I desired and the vision I had for my life. I kept it really pushed back and sequestered. I also saw that I had kind of bought into that external view of success and happiness. So it was about the car and the vacation and the home in the right neighborhood and the kids at the right school. And I saw while there were things that were fulfilling in my life, there was a big hole of things where I felt I wasn't fulfilled and I was living less than the life that I knew I was designed to live.
So how did you start to fill those empty pieces up, because it sounds like you were, you're very material, living on the outside, the outside in instead of the inside out.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Well, in the early days, what I started to do was in my journaling, and I would be grateful for everything that was going on in my life and really notice all the small things that were beautiful, even, despite the heartache that I was going through. I started to do, it was interesting, then I started to do mirror work, and that led to me creating a practice that ultimately led to the products that I sell today. So just looking in the mirror and saying, I love you, right, was the starting point.
Right. Yeah, I can relate to that. In fact, at one point I did mirror work where I looked in the mirror and asked, who am I?
Right.
Right? Who am I?
Right. Right. Right.
Well, what surprises did you have along the way when you're, learning this stuff?
Right. Exactly. Well, I mentioned one of them, which was, again, I just really realized how I was looking so externally for approval and at that cultural view of success. But the biggest thing, and you really touched on it in the beginning, which I so love, is while I logically and intellectually said I loved myself, I really did not love myself. I did not own my worth. That whole body, like, you know, feeling it in every fiber of your DNA, I did not feel that. And it really kind of knocked me off my socks that when I came to that realization that I had been living that way. And which made sense and why I couldn't stand up and ask for what I really wanted. I didn't have the confidence to go for what I needed.
And yet, you know, looking at you and being in your presence, right? It's kind of funny. I bet a lot of people would say, that's not her.
Right. That's not me now.
Yeah, not now. Even back then. Even back then, because I think, you know, do we wear masks?
We absolutely wear masks. I'm one who can definitely put on a smile and be cordial and be social. Yeah. And inside, a part of me was dying every day.
Yeah.
And so, again, it was a great wake-up call and lessons learned.
Yeah, that's good. Well, listen, I want to talk to you about that pivotal moment that you said, I want to change. I'm going to change. Because I think a lot of our audience can relate to that. We'll be right back, and Chris will answer that in just a minute.
Perfect.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
With Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, it is so good today to be in studio, because I'm in studio with Chris Howard, who is a radiance expert. But before I get back with Chris and ask her my next question, I'd like to let you all know that there is a business here in San Diego that, of course, you can tap in from anywhere in the country. It's called Ann Photography, and Ann is a branding specialist and a photographer extraordinaire. People fly in from all over the country to work with her because she's probably one of the top 10 in the nation. And she's right here for you on KCBQ. If you call her today, and mention KCBQ, Ken Foster, she will give you a discount on her services up to 10%. And you can reach her at 760-610-6263, 760-610-6263. 6263. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all the places we are. Thank you. My guest right now is amazing, Christine Howard. Christine, I want to talk to you about that moment, that pivotal moment you decided to make the change.
I love that story. I noticed as I had been in this journey of really facing those dark moments, those dark points of my life, the stories, the limitations, I started to see a light, and I started to see my creativity start to come out again. Because again, that was one of those things, when you squash your radiance, you squash your creativity. And it started to come out. I've always been a creative person. I've had lots of product ideas in my life. And through my mirror work and doing my morning beauty routine, I started to have an idea to create a product. And I would journal about it every so often. Then I'd call one of my girlfriends. And little by little, I could feel this energy well up in me that this was a product that I wanted to bring to the market, to bring to life. So I sat with a girlfriend and shared with her where I was at, what I was thinking, what the product, which ultimately became my mantra makeup mat, what it was about. And she said, okay, Chris, what are you thinking? And I had this full body, like tingles experience that said, I'm bringing this product to life. This is it.
Wow. Well, I want to hear about the product in one second, but I want to ask you a question because, you know, I think a lot of women go through this place where, because I run into them, and they seem to turn almost masculine. And I think that's a place where I notice that they're shut down their feminine radiance, right? They might cut their hair funny, or they might, you know, it's not even about the body. It's like how they show up. They seem tense, or they seem like you know, like a guy
uptight,
right? You know, uptight. They want to, you know, kick your ass, right?
Right.
Like, whoa, I don't know if I'll be around that woman. So is that part of maybe the transition that takes 100% place?
100% can absolutely, and in coming, part of that transition was going inward and getting to that place of listening, getting to that place of openness and creativity, and it was a softening for me, right? It didn't have to be what I realized. I didn't have to be, and I'll go into that in this next little segment, but it was a complete like 180 of how I was orienting my life. Okay. Because I've always been a doer and an achiever, but it was
so
from that masculine way.
So did you have to change your thinking? You had to 100%. Change 100%. Is the product that you developed, does it help them change their thinking
and their
let go of some stuff?
100%. Because it's based on mantras, which are similar to affirmations. But what I'd like to say, and the biggest shift for me was I got out of my head and into my body. So whether I was saying my mantra in front of the mirror and using my mantra makeup mat, or I was saying an affirmation, or I was listening to what was going on in my life, it was from a place of connecting with my body and getting out of my head. And for women that have been in that masculine mode, they're in their head.
Well, I think there's a lot of fear associated with it. And you know, men can do the same thing. It's not just women. But we can get into that fear-based thing, and then we close down. We shut off. You know, men are doing the same thing. It's
absolutely
not just about women, but you're focusing on women with your product.
Right.
So let me just ask you, you know, so when you changed, like, what were the three key actions that, you know, that changed your life?
Right, absolutely. Well, you touched on them, and I'll dive a little deeper.
Yeah.
Number one, I wholeheartedly owned my worth, and it was something I needed to do every day, whether I did it with my mirror work or through my journaling or through meditation. I connected with my value, and I saw my value. I saw the impact I had made in people's lives. So that was something, again, I just really needed to see and feel in my life. And it's still an ongoing thing for me every day. So that was the first thing. The second thing was...
And I just want to say that, you know,
yes,
in the financial, in the workplace, some women value themselves at $15 an hour. Other women value themselves at $1,000 an hour. You know, and most people are somewhere in between that, right?
Right.
Now, it's not all about financial, but we can use the financial model to kind of take a note on where are you.
Definitely.
Is that right?
And I've seen that even in my coaching practice. In the early days, I would give so much away for free.
Right.
And I actually had a conversation with somebody yesterday, which was I sat and connected in. Just I felt into all of my experiences and my wisdom and my knowledge. And I was like, I'm priceless. Priceless.
Exactly. Okay, so step two then,
The second thing was mindset. And you touched on that. We are not conscious of the self-talk that is going on all day long. So I got hyper-conscious of what was I saying. And one of the things I realized was the phrase, I'm struggling here. And when I started hearing that 10 times a day, what am I struggling about? That just became a habit I picked up who knows when and where along the way.
I can't imagine you being radiant and brilliant when you're thinking, why am I struggling?
No, right.
Yeah, or why don't I have money? Or why am I this way?
Exactly.
Right? Those negative questions.
Exactly.
And what's the third piece there?
And then the third piece is, and I love this. This was, a pivotal thing. I'm sorry, listening instead of thinking. So that masculine is strategy thinking, and we need to do that. But if you start from that inner approach, spend some time listening. See what your higher wisdom is telling you, what your intuition is telling you. I disconnected from that. As a result, answers, ideas, solutions, next steps come to me so much easier. I don't have to struggle and strive and strategize to find
it. So, okay, let go and open up to something new. Christine Howard, I want to ask you a little bit. I know you have a giveaway. I've got about 2 minutes left here in our interview. So they can go to find you on the web at thechristinehoward.com.
Absolutely.
That's thechristine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D.com. That's the place. If you're listening to this and you're tuning in and you think this might be something for you, that's the place to go to increase your radiance today. So you had a giveaway.
I do have a giveaway. It is a powerful tip sheet that will help you connect with and expand your radiance and really go for those things that are fulfilling to you in life. It's amazing things you can do every day. And I have a gift for you, Ken.
Oh, you got a gift for me.
So as I shared, I created a unisex mat.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the unisex mat for you to use in your morning ritual, your morning man routine of.
I love. Now listen. Let me read what's on here. It says, "I am smart. I am strong, successful. I'm attractive, kind, witty, sexy, and I know it." Oh my gosh!
It's a little playful.
That's playful. I might create a song around that. I love it. Oh, thank you, Christine.
You're welcome.
That's
Ken.
Amazing. And this has been a brilliant interview. So. That gift, again, they can get it at thechristinehoward.com, thechristinehoward.com. How fun. Will you come back and do
this
again?
Absolutely.
Let's do this again.
Lots of more material.
You got so much.
Absolutely.
I love it. All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Take care, everyone. And on Facebook, you can see. And we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
What a fun day in studio. Man, I'm getting gifts. I've got radiance all around me. My sound engineer, Todd, in there is just like laughing and joy, and he's having fun moving the buttons around. So glad I have you, Todd. Thank you for being here. I love it. Listen, today our show is dedicated to those people that want to increase their courage, increase their strength, increase their power. It's called The Courage to Raise Your Radiance. And I have online with me a lady who has been for decades helping people to increase their presence of who they are, let go of old ways of showing up and hurting others in this case. Her name is Sue Ellen Fried. She's an author and a co-author of several books, including Bullies and Victims, Helping Your Child Through the Schoolyard Battlefield, Bullies, Targets, and Witnesses, Helping Break the Pain Chain, 30 Activities for Getting Better at Getting Along and Banishing Bullying Behavior, and Transforming the Culture of Peer Abuse. She's been featured on the Today Show, Sunday Morning with Charles Osgood, and she's been on TEDx Talks. She's born, get this, in St. Louis, Missouri. But what year? 1932. So that would make you, I'll let the audience figure that out, Sue Ellen. Anyway, she's also been on, a volunteer experience is beyond anything I've ever seen on this show. She's been everything from President Nixon's Task Force on Mentally Handicapped to founder and president of the Kansas Committee to Prevent Child Abuse. She's the, on and on it goes, founder and president of Reaching Out From Within. She's president emeritus in that. She's got several additional, oh my gosh. So, and I can't read all this. I just want to get you on the show. Hi. Hi there.
I'm so happy to be on the program with you.
Oh, it's so sweet that we got you here. I can't believe it. You're taking time out to be with us today. And I know you're doing some really important work in the world. How did you get started doing this?
I had been asked to organize a model chapter for the National Committee to Prevent Child Abuse, now known as Prevent Child Abuse America. And I didn't know how to develop a constituency, because if you form an organization and it's connected to some kind of an illness that many people have gone through or experienced, you have a natural constituency. But if you're going to create an organization for the prevention of child abuse, you're not going to get people who are abusing their children to buy a membership. So I was really struggling, and I read in a Lifers Club newsletter. This is a newsletter of people who had been sentenced for a life, not necessarily life without parole, but life with a minimum of 15 years. And this one particular member, president of the Lifers Club, had a theory that there was a correlation between having been abused and being incarcerated. And he surveyed and got other Lifers Club members to survey all the people on their cell block and discovered that indeed there was an incredibly high correlation. And he printed this all up in the Lifers Club newsletter, but he closed with these words. He said, if you brutalize your child, don't be surprised if he grows up to become a killer. If you allow your neighbor to brutalize his children, don't wail and gnash your teeth when those children grow up and kill yours.
Wow.
And I thought that was so powerful, because it made the statement that it doesn't make any difference if you're the best parent in the entire world. If you don't care about how everybody is parenting their children, all of our children are at risk. So I wrote and asked him permission to quote from his article, and he invited me to come to the Lifers Club, and that was life-changing for me.
Wow. Well, it's your work has been life-changing for a lot of people in the world. From that time that you started back then, I want to know something. Can we really change people that have been sex offenders? Can they change? I think that's a big thing in society. Can they actually change and heal and come out from a 15-year sentence and contribute to society and not be offender again?
I do believe that can happen. But I believe it comes by empowering people who want to change. I don't believe that any of us can change anybody else. I also believe that there are a lot of people who made terrible decisions when they were very young, and they are not that same person anymore. And at some point in their life, they were willing to face what they had done, who they had become, and have decided that they don't want to be that way. And they are highly motivated to go through all that it takes to acknowledge all of your fears, your guilt, your shame, your remorse, and say, I want to be so much more than who I am.
I love that, because that is the transformation process. And I think you touched on a big point there. You know, it's the willingness to change that determines whether change will take place or not. Is there a way to touch people that don't have that willingness to change other than locking them up?
Well, I've, because of my bullying work, I've worked with kids, oh my gosh, over, I don't know, 75,000 kids in the last 25 years. And when I work with them, I don't lecture. I tell stories that touch their heart, and I ask questions that get into their mind. And they decide at the end of our work together that they were not put here on this earth to cause pain, and that they really, their conscience has been touched, and they want to apologize and change their behavior to other kids. I've worked in prisons, and I've seen people who want to change their lives. I worked in psychiatric hospitals as a volunteer with people who were aching to get past the abuse they had and neglect they had suffered. I have been a witness to transformations in all of my volunteer and professional life experiences, and I feel so blessed to have had that kind of enrichment of my soul and my spirit.
I just love that. And I want to ask you a kind of a deep personal question that you can answer or not, but because I think it ties into that spirit of people changing. Why are you here? Why are we here?
Well, I think I have to start with this sentence. I'm Jewish, and one of the things that has affected me spiritually is a message that is woven in and part of my belief system, and it's called Tikkun Olam. It's a Hebrew phrase, and it means to repair the world.
Wow.
And I believe that all of us were put here to repair the world, not only to repair it, but to create a world where kindness and empathy and concern for others is a major focus of our lives.
Well, I like what you're doing. I love the work because you're repairing the world one child at a time, one inmate at a time, one person at a time. And I think your message is pertinent and vital. When we come back from break, I want to ask you what we can do as a society to increase the what you're talking about in the prisons, right? We need more people like you going in and helping people become radiant themselves. We'll be right back. I'm going to ask you that in a minute.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. Today our show is called The Courage to Raise Your Radiance, and I'm speaking with the radiant Sue Ellen Freed, who's, I think she's 87 today or somewhere around there, Sue Ellen. I don't want to give away your age, but you know what? I think it's important to let people know that you're still active, vibrant, and working in the prison systems in Kansas right now. In fact, one of the things I want to talk to you about, right, is that question about what we can do more. But the national recidivism data is between 50 to 67% in Kansas, where you are, right? Is that correct? Are you in Kansas?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
The data is 34%. Why is that?
Well, actually, our data is between 8% and 24%, depending on how many meetings you attend. If you attend between 20 and 40 weekly meetings, the recidivism rate is 23. If you attend between 40 and 60, it drops to 17%. But if you attend 60 meetings a year, it drops to 8%. And that is a phenomenal data.
Well, I love that. I mean, so to me, it's a no-brainer. Where's the federal funding to get this this program across the prisons in the United States? How do we do that? What do we do?
Well, I definitely dream of taking it to every state, and we are also in North Carolina, and now we've been invited to take our program to the federal penitentiary in Leavenworth, Kansas. So we know that we can transfer it, and that's very exciting. So now, I don't know, I'm hoping that maybe some people who are listening to this program will find some way to connect us to people in their correctional facilities that will help us bring this program in. Because I believe, from seeing the way this program got transferred to every prison in Kansas, that it can happen everywhere.
That's amazing.
It's for people who have the hunger to change and the courage.
And the courage to change. Sue Ellen, is it okay if I give out your email address on the radio, or should I give them a website to get in touch with you?
Well, I think it would be better, because if they plug into ROFW.org, they can get information about this program.
Okay. Let me repeat that. R as in Ralph, O as in Oscar, F as in Frank, W as in whale, .org.
Women.
Women. There you go. ROFW.org. Now, is this does this work for both men and women, or is the data changed with the sex?
No. This works across the board. We have like 19 different groups that meet weekly in Kansas every week. And we have programs in minimum, medium, and maximum security in every single prison, male and female.
My heart is so open right this minute that you're doing this. I can't even tell you. I think my other guest in studio has got tears in her eyes. I do too.
Please let me interrupt you,
yeah.
Ken. I do not do this. I do not make this happen. I merely attend the meetings.
Yes.
Sometimes I never say a word except for the opening round where everybody has to share a positive thought.
Well, my feeling is that your presence in those rooms makes a difference. So what happens in those meetings?
Well, I love that you said that because that's how I feel. My presence makes a statement. What happens in those meetings that Greg Musselman, the inmate that really conceptualized this program many, many, many years ago, he believed that there was a hunger in a lot of people to understand the roots of violence in their lives. And so he said to me, Sue Ellen, do you think you could find somebody that would come and talk to us about child abuse, spouse abuse, sexual abuse, substance abuse, anger, addiction, communication skills? He gave me a whole list. And every single professional that I asked who had expertise came to the prison and gave a workshop. And Greg, with his phenomenal memory, remembered everything they said, and he started teaching a course. But his genius was that after he would share a paragraph of information, he would use the Socratic method and he would ask a question. And every question that Greg asked would literally be a question that a therapist would ask.
Mm-hmm.
But there has never been a therapist leading any of these discussions.
Wow.
But the questions are so powerful, so intense, so intimate, so invasive. And as they sit there and be vulnerable with each other and have the courage to answer with such authentic honesty, they learn how to heal themselves and each other.
Wow.
And it is such a phenomenon to be there and feel what is taking place in this room, that every time I bring somebody as a visitor, I can't tell you how many people have become volunteers in the program.
Well, that's amazing. And so the organization that they can get in touch with that is doing this work, I want to mention it one more time while we got here. It's ROFW.org, ROFW.org on the internet. You can go there in the work that Sue Ellen Fried is talking about here. They're doing that work in the prisons. Is that my understanding, Sue Ellen?
Yes, yes, Ken, yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, our time's almost up. I've got to close. Any final thoughts for our listening audience? And then I'd really like to have you back, too. It's way too short. We need to dedicate more time for this. Final thoughts?
My final thought is I do not believe that everybody who is in prison deserves to be automatically respected when they come out. But I do believe that people who have gone through this therapeutic transformation deserve to have a chance when they want to come back and be what they need to be to their families, to their communities, to their employers. That's what we want from people, is respect for those who deserve it.
Wow. That's the message of the day. And Sue Ellen, thank you again for being on this show. And again, I'd love to have you back. So if you've enjoyed this show, thank you, Sue Ellen. If you've enjoyed this show, please let your friends know about this. Give us some likes on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. And let's grow this. Let's grow this consciousness around the nation. It's time. We don't need more information. We need more wisdom. And those are the people I'm bringing on this show. So let your friends know. Take care.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.